Points of clarification for the high courts and everyone else. August 24, 2021, by Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. This morning, Chief Fast Horse made a plea to the world governments to grant him permission to give orders to the territorial and municipal military to prevent the ongoing genocide of the world's population, which is being staged here in America, for the profit of certain commercial interests. These military forces are also being run as commercial corporations more or less aligned with those that are murdering or planning to murder millions of people and establish draconian control over the remaining few. He likened it to the use of smallpox inoculated blankets to infect and murder millions of American Indians in the 19th century, and he is correct. This is just another page from a well-worn playbook of fraud and criminality used to control, coerce, and conscript mankind. Pope Francis is the one person who has the unilateral authority to stop the genocide and pull the plug on the British Crown and the Vatican, which are the commercial corporations together with their franchises, involved in this debacle. The United Nations and the Court of International Justice also have a controlling interest with respect to these entities and the ongoing debacle in international jurisdiction. Please note, there are, in essence, three governments operating in this country. There is the original American government, which we present. There is the British territorial government, which assumed control in the form of the U.S. Army in a custodial role in 1863. There is the municipal government, which joined forces with the British territorial government in 1937, under the Declaration of Interdependence of the Governments in the United States, but which continues to operate its own jurisdictional hierarchy. The actual American government is unincorporated and sovereign as it has always been. It is vested entirely in the people of this country, and controls the soil jurisdiction absolutely, and through its instrumentality, the United States of America, our unincorporated federation of states, operates the land and sea jurisdictions as well. In the air jurisdiction, it operates as the United States, despite the fact that there is another, incorporated entity currently using that name, or close variations thereof, which functions as an instrumentality of the municipal government. The British territorial government has a valid function and caretaking role assigned to it, which is to manage territories under the provisions of the Northwest Ordinance, and to manage possessions, including the insular states of Puerto Rico, the American Virgin Islands, Guam, Samoa, Italia. This territorial government functions via an incorporated instrumentality doing business under a name very similar to our Federation of States, only the definite article is not part of the name, and it functions as the United States of America, incorporated. In recent years, the Rothschild/Rockefeller banking conglomerate has been funding both these incorporated entities as municipal corporations and running them as the United States and the United States of America, respectively. The actual American government contracted with their own confederation of states to operate the Federal Republic, with the Holy See to operate the postal service and various related functions, and the British monarch and the Lord Mayor of London for the territorial government functions. The details of this arrangement are explicitly enumerated in a series of constitutional agreements issued in 1787, 1789, and 1790 respectively. In the 1860s, the business organizations that were members of the Confederation and these foreign subcontractors got embroiled in a mercenary conflict which is erroneously called the American Civil War. The British territorial subcontractor sided with the northern members of the Confederation, and the Papist, now Vatican, affiliated municipal subcontractor sided with the southern members of the Confederation. Coming out of this conflagration, the northern members of the Confederation were bankrupted and the southern members of the Confederation, operating more honestly as the Confederate States of America, were ruined. The British territorial subcontractor assumed control in an emergency custodial capacity, all without any full disclosure to the American people, and commenced to collect war reparations from the municipal subcontractor and any rebels it could find. The rest of our history has been a sordid mess in which these foreign incorporated subcontractors have endeavored to evade their constitutional obligations by pretending that average Americans who never had any part in the Civil War were combatants and debtors, and using this as an excuse to conscript them, tax their labor, subject them to foreign law, and to pillage and confiscate their property. We have called for the immediate international recognition of these facts and an end of these hostilities, and the arrest of those corporate bosses responsible for the current genocide and the liquidation of the corporations responsible, along with permanent mandatory protective injunctions covering the American people and their government. What is going on here is not a political matter. It is a criminal matter. As such, it does not involve the actual government of this country or anyone acting as an actual American at all. It involves illegal and immoral mercenary warfare being pursued on our shores and extending far beyond our shores at the hands of these federal subcontractors. Many people in this country and abroad have mistaken these commercial corporations, which are merely in the business of providing governmental services under contract, for our actual government, for our American government, a confusion due to the use of similar names applied to both unincorporated and incorporated entities. This semantic deceit has been applied on one hand to confuse the issues and gain access to our credit, a form of identity theft similar to what happens when a credit card hacker gains access to someone's credit, and on the other hand, has been employed as an excuse to hold our assets in phony trusts, which have been used as giant slush funds benefiting the perpetrators of this criminal system. Without disclosure concerning the situation we were left with at the end of the so-called Civil War, the American people haven't been able to respond and correct the situation. So this has dragged on and on for 156 years, with a third of our government awaiting reconstruction. Meantime, our erstwhile subcontractors, the Holy See working through its instrumentality, the Vatican since 1929, and the British monarch and Lord Mayor working through their instrumentality, the British Crown, have endeavored to redefine the nationality and political status of Americans and have mischaracterized them as both British territorial U.S. citizens and as municipal citizens of the United States. This action, brought about via the use of false and non-disclosed registration processes, is in violation of both the Geneva Conventions and the Hague Conventions. While mischaracterized in this fashion, Americans have not had access to their constitutional guarantees, and have instead been subjected to so-called private law of the foreign corporations that have been falsely representing themselves as our government, rather than admitting that they are merely subcontractors with explicit and firmly established limited roles to play in the administration of our country. As a tribal member, Chief Laverne Fast Horse is a subject of Rome, a tribe pays tribute to Rome, as a municipal citizen of the United States, and he is also considered a dependent of the territorial United States government and British subject. As a dual federal citizen, required and enabled to perform on behalf of both foreign subcontractors, he is eligible to take command of their operations. As an American, he is loyal to our people and our lawful government. So long as he upholds the limits of the constitutional agreements, and proposes to lock the criminals responsible for the current genocide up, we have no quarrel with him assuming control of the federal agencies and the U.S. military as a special commander working with and for the actual government in international jurisdiction, the United States of America unincorporated. We should note that in the absence of the Queen from the land and soil of Great Britain, we are working with the Lord High Steward, Earl of Shrewsbury, to bring about a similar restoration of sanity and discipline of British corporate interests, which have been riding roughshod over the people of Great Britain and the former Commonwealth using a similar scheme of mischaracterization, impersonation, and corporate bigotry. The Lord High Steward has similarly affirmed his opposition to mask mandates, lockdowns, genetic manipulation disguised as a virus remedy, and genocide in any form. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anavon Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.